What is Yiras Shamayim? So take a look at the Rambam in the second parak of Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah. Here the Rambam describes Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. Vayichi aderech la'avoso v'yiroso. What is the way, what is the path to Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem? B'shosh yizborin adam b'maisav u'ruav ha'nifloim ha'gedolim. When a person contemplates Hashem's actions and His creations, what He does, His pu'ulos, His creations, so immediately, and he sees their chachma, she'en la'erech v'lo kates, and he sees their infiniteness and how great they are. Miyad, hu ohev u'mishabeach u'mifo'er u'misaveh taiva gedola leida Hashem agada. A person is overcome. He's struck. This is the Rambam's description of love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's struck with a urge, a passion, to know, to come closer to have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kimosh Amar David, as David HaMelech tells us in Tehillim, Samanafshi Lelokim Lekelchai, my soul yearns, it thirsts for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the initial reaction when a person sees the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's overcome with love. He wants to know more. Kfi adeya ti ha'ava. And the more he knows, as the Rambam writes at the end of Hilchos Tshuva, Kfi adeya ti ha'ava. The more he knows, the more he loves, the more he wants to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'kishim mechashev b'dvar ma'elu atzman. And at the same time, when he thinks about these same things, miyad hu nirta la'achorav, he jumps back, v'yifached, and he's scared, v'yodeya shu bria ketana, and he recognizes that he's a small creature, shfela, afela, he's weak, he's small, he's dark, omedes bedas kala, he lacks intelligence, Lifnei meuta lifnei tmim deos. He's weak and he's unintelligent in comparison to the perfect HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Kmosh Amar David, as David also said, Ki era shemecha ma'as etzposecha. When I see the world, the creations of your hands, ma enosh ki tizkerenu. I wonder who is man that you even remember him, that you think of him. We're so insignificant. And this the Rambam describes for us very poetically, Yiras Hashem. Yiras Hashem, you see here, is a goal. It's a tremendous milah. First, we think of the tremendous milah of being an Oev Hashem. Ava, Avram Avinu is Avram Oavi. Here we're told the first reaction is Ava. You come into contact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You immediately want to love Him. And you want to come closer to Him. You want to run towards Him. That's what we described Avas Hashem as last time we had Shir. Avas Hashem is that move towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu and then jumping back is Yiras Hashem. The person feels distant. They realize like, whoa, wait a second, I'm coming close to this thing, I'm chasing after it, but it's so great, it's so overpowering. And I am so insignificant in comparison to it. So he jumps back. He's awestruck, scared. That's Yiras Hashem. We get a very different image of Yira, though, when we look in Hilchos Tshuva. The very end of Sefer Mada, the Rambam has Hilchos Tshuva, and the very end of Hilchos Tshuva, Perek He, the Rambam tells us, in Halacha Aleph, Al Yomar Adam Hareini Osem Mitzvos HaTorah V'Osek B'Chachmasa. Behold, I am going to do the mitzvos and learn its chachma. Kedesh akabel kol habrachos aksuvos ba, in order so that I am zocha to all of the brachos. O kedesh ezke lechayolam haba, or because I want to get olam haba. That's not why you should be serving Hashem. Let's get the line. Ein roi lavodas Hashem al derech hazeh. It's not a fit, it's not appropriate to serve Hashem on this derech. Sheha'oved al derech zeh. Oh, I shouldn't have skipped the line, sorry. The Rambam says, and a person might say, I'm going to avoid the Averos that the Torah warns against in order to be saved from the klolos, or because I don't want to go to Gehenim. A person shouldn't avoid Averos because he doesn't want to go to Gehenim. Because it's Ein Roy Lavodas Hashem Al Derech Hazeh. Sheha Oved Al Derech Zeh Hu Oved Mi Yira. V'eina Malas HaNeviim V'lo Malas HaChachamim. This is serving Hashem out of fear. And that's not a Maila. It's not the Maila of the Chachamim. It's not the Maila of the Neviim. V'ein Ovdim Hashem Al Derech Zeh Ela Amei Haaretz V'Hanashim V'Aktanim. And the only people who serve Hashem according to this path are people who are less knowledgeable. Shemechanchen osam lavod miyira, that we try to, you know, encourage them. We're mechanich them by scaring them. And we tell them all these scary things that are going to happen to them if they don't keep the mitzvahs. But this is only until tarbe da'atan, v'yavdu me'ava. This is only until they grow more intelligent. And then they know to serve Hashem. So why are we looking at this Rambam here? What's the difference between this Rambam and the Rambam in Hichos Yisodei HaTorah? From this Rambam, we get an image of Yiras Hashem not being such an ideal. Remember, back in Yisodei HaTorah, Yiras Hashem was a tremendous maila. You first have Ava, and then you jump back and you realize how insignificant you are. It's a tremendous maila. As the Rambam says, Eich Yaderech L'Avosu V'Yirasu. How do you get there? I want to know. I want to strive to get to Yira. How do I get to Yiras Hashem? And yet here, the Rambam tells us, oh, Yiras Hashem, that's for Amei Aretz, Noshim Kitanim, until they actually learn more and they become more educated. But it's the novice level. It's not something to strive for. So what's the cost of Hashlishi? Is Yira something that we strive for? Or is Yira something that we don't strive for? As you all know, you've been in yeshiva for a year already now, at least. So you know, we speak all the time about Yiras Shamayim, Yiras Shamayim. Tremendous maila. So what's the kasa of Ashlishi? How are we going to understand the Rambams here? So the answer is that you have to look in the context, and we have to be mechalik between Yiras. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva is speaking about Yira as a catalyst for Avoda. And we're going to call this Yiras Ha'onesh. Fear of punishment. And this, like I said, is something that is supposed to jumpstart you to serve Hashem. That's a low level. And that's as the Rambam describes in Hilchos Tshuva. However, the Rambam earlier in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah is not talking about Yiras HaOnesh. It's what is colloquially referred to as Yiras HaRomimus. But the terms are not as important. What's much more important are the concepts. It's easy to throw around terms, Tef Tzegavra. It's much more important to understand what we're saying. Yiras HaRomimus doesn't mean fear as something that will catalyze me, that will propel me to serving Hashem. Yiras HaRomimus, the Yira of Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, is a perception, a recognition of God's greatness. I don't serve Hashem because I'm scared of punishment, because he's a mean guy in the sky with a bat in his hand. He's going to hit me if I do something bad. But rather, he is the creator. He's all-powerful, all-intelligent. I realize my limitations when I feel like I'm in his presence. I'm awestruck by him. Yiras HaRomimus is not someone who's scared. As if you've ever been in the presence of a Gadol B'Yisrael, you walk into the room. I remember the first time I ever walked into the room with Chaim Kanievsky. So I remember being scared, being not scared. I wasn't scared that he was going to hit me, or that he was going to yell at me, but I felt like I was in the presence of something great, of somebody great. I felt like I was in the presence of a pious person. And I recognized immediately all of my own shortcomings. And it's a awesome, from the word awe, it's an awesome experience. This type of yira is a chachmah, because it's an intellectual perception. It's not something that the uninitiated, the less intelligent, or the less educated can chop, because they don't have a real appreciation for who Hashem is. It increases the more you come close to Hashem, and that's why it follows after Ava in Yisodei HaTorah. The closer you get to Hashem, right? The Rosh Yeshiva once said a beautiful idea about stars. He said that a star in America, he was talking to guys who had come to visit. So he was saying that a star in Western culture, somebody like from the movies, the star, so the closer you get to them, so the less impressed you are. From a distance, they look very pretty. But as you get closer and you start to find out about their personal lives, you start to find out about their midos, so then you're less impressed. And that's the opposite of a star. A star from a distance looks small. The closer you get to it, the more brilliant it is. So Alachas Kama V'Kama with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The closer we get, the more awesome is the experience. The more awe-inspiring is the experience. And that is Yira, that's a perception. It comes with having an intellectual perception of who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. And that's why we're told, Reishis Chachma is what? Yiras Hashem. Because it's a Chachma. It's Reishis Chachma. It's the beginning of all Chachma. Yiras Hashem. This is what we're ultimately striving for. There's another type of Yira that I would call Yiras HaChet. Koshe Chachmaso, Skodem, Liyiraso. Yiras HaChet. That I think is something different. That's having fear of what sin will do to me. Recognizing that if I sin, the impact and the influence it'll have on my soul. That's a different type of Yira. And each of these Yiras are different. But Yiras HaRomimus is what we speak about when we speak about Yiras Shamayim. When we speak about our goal of having Yira, to be a Yorei Elokim, to be a Yorei Shamayim, Yiras Shamayim is Yiras HaRomimus. And the first step is obviously knowledge. Ibn Ezra and Yisro, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe to choose men, and he tells them to choose Yirei Elokim, so Moshe says, I collected Chachamim. And the Ibn Ezra says, because to be a Yirei Elokim, you need to be a Chacham. You have to be involved in learning and a recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Yirei Elokim. This is the beginning of it. Yiras Hashem, Yiras Shamayim, as we describe it here in the Rambam, in Yesodei HaTorah, is, to say it in a slightly different way, it's the feeling that a person gets when they come into contact with mitzvahs, when they come into contact with infinity. It's something that's so great, so powerful. The feeling is one of awe. And that immediately gives birth to distance. Yiras Shamayim is often expressed through distance. Avas Hashem is dancing, singing, wanting to come closer. Or, not dancing and singing, but opening up a Gemara, opening up a Sefer, because I'm excited to know more about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Yiras Shamayim often reflects itself as distance. In fact, from the Pasuk, Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, that's where we learn out the Isser to mention Hashem's name. Because there's distance. Yira will often lead to a certain amount of distance. I want to suggest, maybe that's the reason why we call it Yiras Shamayim. It's interesting, we don't say Avas Shamayim. We say Avas Hashem. For some reason, by Yira, we say Yiras Shamayim. And I thought, two levels. On the first level, we don't call it a Yiras Hashem, we call it Yiras Shamayim because there's distance there. Avas Hashem. It's Avas Hashem because I'm going towards Hashem. I can call Him Hashem. Yiras Shamayim, there's already distance. And it's more than that because in our world, the heavens are what we can most closely relate to in nature as reflecting distance. I'm not going to get into the science of it right now, but as I'm sure many of you are aware, we measure the distance of the celestial spheres, the planets, the stars, by light years. How much time it takes the light to travel here. Light travels at 186,000 miles a second. 186 miles a second. 186 miles per second. 186,000 miles per second. And that's how long light travels, because light, like sound, travels. Like light, like sound in a wave. When I scream your name, if you're 2,000 miles away from me and you could hear me, so it would take a second or two until you heard me. Because the sound, you all know there's sound waves, sound has to travel. Light also has to travel. When I move my hand right now, it took a little bit of time until you saw it. I mean, it was nanoseconds because we're so close. But Lu Yitzur, I was at 186,000 miles away from you. Or double that. It would take 2 seconds or a second if I moved my hand for you to see it, because the image needs to travel to your eyes. And the stars, we measure them by light years. How many years it takes for the light to travel? We just said 186,000 miles a second. Now multiply that by 60 to get a minute. Multiply that by 60 to get an hour. Multiply that by 24 to get a day. Multiply that by 365. And if I'm not a physicist and I'm not an astronomer, but I think that's what a light year is. And if the stars are 5 or 7 or 10 light years away, so you realize the distance we're talking about? You know that before you were born, they sent rocket ships into the sky in order to reach certain planets. They haven't reached there yet. They've been traveling your whole lifetime. When a star twinkles, it could have twinkled 7 years ago. You only saw it now. That's the distances we're talking about when we talk about Shemayim. And that's why I think maybe we call it Yiras Shemayim. And that's why the Rambam, when he speaks about the Medrash, that Avram came to recognition of Kadosh Baruch Hu through the stars. Because the stars for us represent that awesomeness, that power, that greatness. And that's Yiras Shemayim. It's the recognition that I think I'm all that until I just take a small step and I take a small look, into the world. And Rabbi Soloveitchik, I believe, was famous for saying, like I might have even quoted it here before, that mankind has figured out how to get man onto the moon, but yet somehow can't stop one errant cell from wreaking havoc in a person's body. So we only accept the myth of our own greatness if we close our eyes to everything that's around us. When we look at the power of illness, we look at the power of the skies, we look at the intensity of the ocean. So right away, you know, it's true, if we live in our little bubble and we only look at our iPhone and we only play video games in someplace, and Baruch Hashem, hopefully everyone's healthy, so then we don't feel it. But when we go out into the world, if you go out and you experience the world, right away you recognize the awesomeness and the greatness of God. And you realize your own mortality, your own limitations. That's Yiras Shemayim, that feeling. That euphoria of God is great, I want to just come so close. That inspiration feeling, that's Avas Hashem. The distance, the smallness feel, the small feeling, that's Yiras Shemayim. So how's Yiras Shemayim manifest? How can you tell if you have Yiras Shemayim? How is it mitgaleh in a person? Obviously, first and foremost, is humility. Certainly in terms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Humility towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the recognition of Hashem's greatness. Diktuk in mitzvos. If you recognize who Hashem is, and you know that He told you to do something, imagine how careful it would be. If a king, or if a dictator, if you're a slave and your master tells you to do something, so you can imagine the diktuk you do in order to try to make sure. I mean, just if you have a boss and you're trying to impress him, you imagine how much diktuk you do in what he tells you to do. So diktuk ha-mitzvos. And a dedication to Torah. The recognition that you work. You are a worker for the king. All of these are signs of Yiras Shemayim. Sign, a recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is king, Hashem Melech, and that we, in comparison to him, are so small. The pasuk in the end of Kohelet says, "Sof davar akol nishma, es Elokim yira, v'es mitzvosav shamor, ki ze kol ha'adam." Sof davar, when it all comes down to it, the ikar is when you have to ask me. After looking right at Kohelet, Shlomo HaMelech experienced so much in life, and then he sums it all up in the end. Sof davar kol nishma. If I could sum everything up, I would tell you one thing. Es Hashem Elokim tireh. Person should have fear of Hashem. And Rabbi Chanan and Kovetz Mamarim is medayik from there. Ki ze kol ha'adam. This is the essence of man. Not, oh, it's a nice maila. He's a smart guy. He dresses well. Oh, and he has Yiras Shemayim. Yiras Shemayim is not an additional quality. It is the basis. There's no such thing as like, oh, he's a big Talmud Chacham, but he doesn't have so much Yiras Shemayim. If you have no Yiras Shemayim, you have nothing. Ki zeh kol ha'adam. The Lachanan goes as far to say, you are not a person if you don't have Yiras Shemayim. If you don't have a recognition of who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, so, because zeh kol ha'adam, that's what it means. That's what it means to be somebody. Pasuk in Yeshaya tells us, Yiras Hashem, hi otzaro. Yiras Hashem is your otzer. What's an otzer? storehouse. Why is it a storehouse? So Chazal tell us, because if you can have all the grain in the world, you know, we could say it as like, you could have all the money in the world, but if you don't have a bank account to put it in, you can have all the grain in the world. It's much better with grain, because with the money, okay, so you could stick it under the, you know, the mattress or something. But if you have tons of grain in your backyard, but you don't have a storehouse to store it in, what's going to happen? It's all going to get ruined. Without a storehouse, your grain is pointless. You can go and collect all the grain you want, but if you don't have a place to store it, it's not going to survive. It's not going to last. And it's the same thing Yeshaya tells us with learning and with Torah. You can learn from today till tomorrow. You can know tons of mesechtas. You can be the shtarkest guy. You can learn every break. But if you don't have Yiras Shamayim, so you have nothing. You have no storehouse to keep it in. Yiras Shamayim ki zeh kol ha'adam. Okay, I'm going to have to move a little quicker because I want to now talk about the relationship between Ava and Yira. So we spoke about Avas Hashem, the lunge towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We spoke about the Yiras Hashem, the jump back from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do they shtim? How do they jibe one with the other? How do we work them out? Yiras Shamayim and Avas Hashem. It's interesting, the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, when he describes in Perek Aleph, when he describes brachos, he says that the purpose of brachos, which by the way are in Sefer, what Sefer? What do you say? Go ahead. Sefer Ahava. Brachos seemingly are some type of reflection of Ahava. And yet the Rambam tells us that the purpose of brachos is kedei liskor sabore tamid uvilira mimenu. That you can always be cognizant of Hashem and have fear of Him. Now, the few what we've said, it doesn't mean to be sitting there trembling of God. What it means is to be cognizant of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's greatness. That's the purpose of a bracha, says the Rambam. So we'll have to see if we can work that out. I might leave it for you to figure it out, but I'll say that as an introduction. I want to go back to the Rambam that we saw in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, because you'll see something very, very interesting. The Rambam said, back in Perek Beis, of Yisrael Torah, the Rambam had said, "Eich hi haderech leahavaso v'yiraso." Correct? Eich hi haderech leahavaso v'yiraso. What is the way to love and fear? It's interesting. It's not drachim. It doesn't say what's the derech to Ava and what's the derech to Yira. What is the way to Ava and Yira? As if there's one way. And if you notice, when he's describing it, he says, you realize Hashem's greatness, miyad, you're in love with Him. Miyad, you're in fear of Him. Well, how can they both be miyad? What do you mean, miyad, you're in love with Him? Miyad, you have fear of Him. And here's a very, very important yesod in the Rambam. Ava and Yira, it appears, are two sides of the same coin. They're not a stira, Ava and Yira. Ava Hashem and Yira Shamayim are a dialectic relationship that we have with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Two sides of the same coin. Just like we saw the Lashon HaRambam, Osa emes mipnei shu emes. A person serves Hashem, he loves Hashem, he serves Hashem because it's emes. That's also why he fears Hashem, because of that same emes. When a person comes up into contact with Nitzchias, with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, at the same time, I run towards Him, and at the same time, I flee from Him. And that's a contradiction, but that is the beauty of life. That we, as sophisticated people, are able to learn live with contradictory messages coexisting at the same time. At the one hand, we can experience a relationship with Hashem where we love Him, we want to be closer to Him, and at the same time, miyad, we also feel the distance. That's the derech la'avaso uliyaraso. We are always in this state of wanting to come close and being thrown back. Wanting to come close and being thrown back. That is the nature of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it doesn't necessarily mean at the same moment you feel being pulled forward and pulled back at the same time. There could be time periods in our life where we feel more going towards. And other times where we feel smaller and moving back. And that's not a contradiction. That's not a, oh gosh, what's my relationship with God? Oh, I was doing so well yesterday and today I'm feeling distant. No, the distance and the closeness go hand in hand. And sometimes, yes, we experience moments of closeness, and sometimes we experience moments of distance. And those aren't contradictions, because they both stem from the same thing, God's greatness. Because He's so great, I feel close and want to get closer. And because He's so great, I also at times feel thrown back and I feel small. That, I think, just to give away a little bit of the answer by a bracha, we see that in the lashon of the bracha. Baruch atah Hashem. Blessed are you. You. We're on a, you know, second person basis here. You. You know, me and you. Baruch atah Hashem. All of a sudden, Elokeinu melech ha'olam. Not Elokai melech ha'olam. Elokeinu melech ha'olam. He's now our king. He's not mine all of a sudden. And He's now melech ha'olam. What happened to Baruch atah? And that is the nature. It's the same relationship. It's the same progression in the Rambam. There's the love. And then you get too close and you feel the distance again. In Hallel, we have this same expression, this dialectic. What do we say? We say, Hodu Lashem Kitov, Kililom Chasto. We dance around, oh, Hodu Lashem Kitov. And then all of a sudden, what's the next line? Min HaMeitzar Karasika. From the depths, I'm calling out. What do you mean? What are you calling out in pain for? You were just dancing around the room, Hodu Lashem Kitov. Or what about later in Hallel? Ze Hayom Asa Hashem Nagila V'Nismechava. This is the greatest day. I'm going to rejoice. And then what do we say right after that? Ana Hashem Oshia, no, save me. What do you mean save you? I thought everything was great. Nagila V'Nismechava. But that reflects the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We find this, Chassidus speaks a lot about imminence and transcendence. The idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as imminent in our world. He's here, in our world. And at the same time, He's transcendent. He's beyond the world. He's deeper than our world. Those are the concept. That's the concept of Kadosh, Kedusha, and Kavod. Quote, the Kavod of Hashem. Kavod, or Shechina, represents Hashem down here. And Kodesh means separate. That's pshat that we say in Kedusha. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. In the Kisvei of the Hechalos, the early Kabbalah, Hechalos. So Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. It's brought down that when a person says Kadosh, 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 he's supposed to look up to Shemayim. And he's supposed to imagine the different levels of the worlds that are beyond our world. You know, the different worlds. Atzilus, Siyo, all these different levels, all these different worlds. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Each Kadosh, Hashem is further distant. Kadosh, Kadosh. More Kadosh, more distant. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. How do we end that? Hashem Tzvakos? Melochol Haaretz Kvodo. What do you mean, Kvodo? What do you mean, Malei Kadosh? If He's Kadosh, 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 how can He at the same time be Kadosh and so distant, and at the same time, He's mole kol olam kvodo. His kavod, His shechina fills the world. That sounds like a contradiction, and it is, but it's a dialectic. It's not a contradiction. It's a statement of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That at the one hand, we recognize that He's so beyond, and at the same time, He's accessible. So that, I think, is the interplay between Ava and Yira, and how they both stem from the same place. Now, one of the reasons why I think we stress so much Yira is because Yira is a constant. Ava, when you're feeling Ava, so it's great. When you feel connected, when you're excited about afternoon Seder. But what about when you're not excited about afternoon Seder? And it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And the afternoon is just dragging on and on. What gets you through is the Yira. Now that's, I think, you know, Avram is referred to as Avram Oavi. But at the Akedah, when he was able to go through with it, Hashem says, Ato Yadati, now I know Ki Yirei Elokim Ato. Now I realize that you're a Yirei Elokim. Because the Yira is sometimes what is the foundation that gets us through when we're not feeling. Right? In Chassidus, this is referred to as Moichin de Gadlus and Moichin de Katnus. Sometimes we have Moichin de Gadlus. We feel inspired, we feel connected, and that's great, those moments of Ava. But you can't just have Ava, because we all know that there you may Ava and there you may Sina. There are days where things are great and there are things when days aren't great. And it's the Yiras Hashem, the recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness and our servitude towards him that's going to get us through the tougher situations. Ahava can probably be more intense and be more inspiring, but yira is so important in order to keep us connected, to keep us strong all the time. And that's why people who tell you that Avodas Hashem is all about Ahava, so they're half right. And people who tell you it's all about yira, they're also half right. But only when Ahava and yira are able to play together. A person who is blind to Ahava, so he's blind to half of Avodas Hashem, but a person who's blind to yira is also missing half the boat. But when the two are able to interplay together, and again, we're not talking about yira of punishment, we're talking about awesomeness, recognizing the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, only then can a person really serve Hashem.